So let's move into this point.
Oh, you got some good stuff now? Okay, we like good stuff. We love fucking with Bob. We get the good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
When Ion described itself to Barb, it said 17 feet tall. Is that, when you look at the face of Bo on the Wikipedia, is it the size of a head proportionally for a 17-foot tall person?
Yes, it is. Yeah. That's correct.
Now,
that's exactly correct. That's good that you got that. That's good.
Yeah.
Don't ever let words, stray words go, and you don't. And we're glad about that because you lose things when you let stray words go. Now, we change those words, but that doesn't make the old words replete. It does not make the old words replete.
Okay. So when you say handsomely, perspectively, are you talking about the viewer thinks you're handsome?
No, it's in the eye of the beholder. It would have to be. Otherwise, it could not be handsome. It'd just be clever. So we can go with that.
So you're saying you know you look handsome from the viewer, and perspectively is... It's almost like Zappa's quote where he said, time and waves, they cancel each other out, so we're not going anywhere at all. But if you look at it from a distance, it's a solid object. Is that what you mean by perspectively? I am like 17 feet tall. Right.
Yes.
But it could,
it's the same reason they were giants in the land, remember?
Right.
So the giants.
Right.
There's giants. We couldn't go to Canaan land, Bob, because them damn giants, remember?
Right.
You were very flummoxed by it all.
Perspectively, so you're saying, yes, with visual bias, you're 17 feet tall in the visual
period. That's correct.
Now,
that's a nice way. That's good. That's good. You've been studying, Bob. You're doing much better.
All right. Quadrantly.
The lithium is helping.
Yes. Quadrantly, there's four parts. Is that referred to foreignness itself or the foreignness in my chart? I would suspect that quadrants are...
We would say yeah.
But you mean you look at the 70-foot thing, and there's four parts, almost like a Fibonacci golden mean spiral. You might find four squares. Or are you talking about something else about quadrants?
We sent you a YouTube about that with the shake.
With the shake?
Shake. All those different shapes.
Oh, okay. Right.
The lines. We sent you that in the deck. Like the, what you would call sacred geometry.
Yeah.
It ain't all that. But that's what that refers to, Bob. So that's important. We don't ever take it light. It's always important.
Right.
Just so you know. It's
now,
always important, Bob.
Right. So that's the quadrantly is a geometrical positioning. And now, divisible by ourselves. Is ourselves the billions of entities that were in the guff?
We can't say the simplest way to answer that is yes, but it would be the wrongest thing that could ever be because then you would jump to the conclusion that the conclusion was that you were some animated transitional position of the resting soul of Galileo or some ridiculous bull blah, blue blah, something. That would be horrible. So the answer is yes, but it does not apply to your question.
Right. So ourselves, and then we would just ask, what are the ourselves?
The ones that cannot be extrapolated to themselves, to themselves. See, the extrapolation can't be to themselves. So you are all of you, remember the song All of Me?
Yeah.
All of you, you are all of you, but you don't know which all of you you are. You don't know which all of you you are. And what that means is that you have no clue when another Bob does something, and then you bump into something. Another Bob will move something. You blame so much on those damn maids. The maids don't do that most of the time. Bob, it's you most of the time. But you won't have that. Oh, hell no. They damn people come in here tearing up my shit, blah, 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 blah. We're like, come on, Bob, it ain't that serious. Well, it is to you, so there it is.
Divisible by ourselves, that would be something humans made. We made non-physical, and...
No, you didn't. Non-physical made you.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Well,
you didn't make non-physical. Non-physical made you.
Yeah, and that made me the God.
Well, no, you were the God that you separated yourself from. So you had to have a place to make it go, too. So that's why you created you. Once you separated yourself from your power, that was the separation. But that didn't make you a god. You were a god before you separated.
But now, non-physical made me the little man.
Correct. Because without it, you're nothing. Without a non-physical, you're nothing.
Because I'm not a god, I'm nothing.
From a tonal standpoint, that sounds sharp. We in no means, you won't take it that way, but other people would cry and say, I don't like me, blah, blah, blah. You don't give a shit. It doesn't bother you. It's all good. It's all fun. And we like that part. But the good news is that you can't take a transcendental post and make it an aspiring position. Transcendental post and make it a aspiring position.
Well, when you say a post, you mean a hunk of wood? Like a fence post?
No, not a post, like a post on a chart.
It is a post on a chart or not a post on a chart?
It's not a transcendental post.
Okay, you were talking about a transcendental post. What's the word post refer to?
A post is in a notification to post.
Oh, okay. It's what Luther put on the church in 1517.
That's it. Yeah, Luther. Poor Luther on the Witten House Square.
Yeah. Okay, so divisible by...
John Luther. Luther it was those damn Habsburg paid for all that shit.
Right. Now, divisible by ourselves means metaphysically self-aware, aware of oneself, self-conscious.
Wrong word. Forget the meta. Put the meta part out of it. You might be onto something because you won't get there.
So divisible by ourselves does not mean being self-conscious, self-aware of one's existence.
Correct. Because you're not now.
Right.
You're not now. Tomorrow we can ask the same questions again. It'll be like fresh and new, like you never heard it before. And we adore that. It's no problem. It makes us look real good. It looks like we really never change our words, but it's always just the same words over and over and over again.
So
and
you're
you have
not
thousands
referring.
Of hours of those same words. We're just basically revamping the vamp.
All right.
Revamping the vamp.
Are you divisible by ourselves? Is that shown through the mathematical cliche fractal image?
It is. We're going to wrap it. The songs, if you connect all the songs, Bob, it tells you exactly what's going to happen. When you listen to Howard Goodman talk about those crazy things that are like religious, dogmatic, cliched, you know, God's own chariot's coming in the morning. Oh, what a wonderful day. Grand old chariot come without a warning to take his people away. I'll be standing there at the station waiting what may be their doom. I'll fly away.
Don't go on. Yeah. What about it? That's what is it? A prediction?
What's going to happen? No, it's telling. It's what happened in past tense.
Okay. So you're divisible by ourselves. It's like the cliche fractal, not the fractal antenna in the angel diagram. That's another kind of fractal.
Right.
Okay. So then it says. So divisible by ourselves, I'm not sure what that could be. It's not self-consciousness. It is a fractal image. What is the point of pointing out that you're divisible by yourselves?
Because you think you're wholly, you think you're a wholly owned subsidiary of yourself, and you're not.
Okay. Oh, divisible by all the other selves, I am.
Basically.
Okay.
But see, we never want to present that as a meme because that would just confuse you. Do you understand?
Right. What's that slight that perfume I'm smelling right now?
Sorry, Bob. We just had a little gas.
your perfume smelling? Your farts smell like perfume?
Our flatulent is delicious, Bob. It make you TT hard if you smell it hard enough.
But what? Is that what I'm smelling? It's coming from you?
Yeah. We had the vapors, Bob.
Okay. And every angle.
There's trouble in the air, Bob. There's trouble in the air.
Right. Every angle of a dodecahedron, of each angle of an angle, we did that back in the first sessions or so.
That's the same, but now look here. Now you have new knowing. if you understand what a fractal is and you know how a fractal affects your skin and you know the angle between the angles, now all of a sudden you can pinpoint with absolute provisional accuracy where you are in a temporal position or a triangulatable post, like a door post.
Yeah.
You know, on your gate.
Like a post, yeah. So that's the old thing. Like fractions never go to the half-life nth degree of levels and degrees of knowing.
Excellent. Yes.
Oh, excellent.
You're getting somewhere.
Fractions never go to the half-life.
Yeah,
right.
That
means they don't decompose. They're not little man reality.
That's right. They never go completely away. They just keep dividing by half.
Well, isn't that what they say half-life is?
Yeah, but it's not the case here.
Oh, it's a different kind of half-life. All right. The fractions never go to the half-life nth degree, and they never go to the nth degree of levels and degrees of knowing, being, having, doing. They don't go to degrees of knowing, being, having, doing. They don't go
basically
there.
Basically.
Okay.
Right.
All spun in a web of here and now. Now and here, that's the big moment that has no time, or is it referring to a time? A time?
No.
Yeah, it's a way of saying there's no time, all spun in a web of here and now, now and here. Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's go with it. And don't bank on that, because it'll shift.
Okay. That wrap what you call your cosmos of your knowing.
Yeah.
Now, I would say we, as getting near to being God, you can eat Saturn. You're saying you're a cosmos of knowingness.
Right. Because the rings of Saturn are found on this earth already, remember? That's what some of your elements are changing to.
Okay. And scheduled, marked timing, that's just about timing.
Right. Well, it's about how you're showing up within your space. Because there's just no continuum. See, there's a space and there's no time. So now you have, so we can't explain it. So we're going to be a time-space continuum. You see?
Yeah, that phrase is because that phrase exists, but because you can't explain no time.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Then, okay, that's pretty good.
Okay. That puts it at a quarkable supernova knowing. Now, quarks are tiny. Supernovas are big. You're putting two together. That's the Hawking's unified.
No, it's not Hawking.
It's to his desire to do it. And you're saying doing it.
We're saying we're doing it. We're saying you humans, you think and stuff, in order for something to be important, it has to be super, super, super big. No, it can be tiny, 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 tiny.
Right.
Which is the secret to your fucking success, however limited you're enjoying right now. It's the tiny, tiny, tiny part.
Yeah, me, because we've got only 11 listeners makes us more powerful.
Apparently.
Right. Then, at every level, at the level you can accept, okay, which allows us to play endlessly at every level, at the level you can accept, which seems kind if you look. Now, we'll just leave with that part. That means that's what we do on payday. You're playing.
Not really. It's serious. That's work, Bob. We're serious with that. That's why we take it very seriously, and that's why we're kind of edgy and on point. We drive, because there's certain things that have to be completed in that window, because that's where you have them captive. That's where they are captivated.
Right. Yeah, you. Every show meets a quota, so to speak. There is a quota.
Yeah, we're serious, and if you notice, we'll go wash fish real quick when it's going, and it doesn't do anything to you. You fucked up. You don't even have a clue.
Yeah.
You don't have, you're ambivalent to the whole thing. You don't even, you're not even there. We don't care about that. But when we get sharp about something, they pay attention.
Right.
Many times the reason they reach out to you, Bob, they don't know why. It's like the OA. They don't know why they're doing it. They don't know why they're involved. They don't know why it's up. They don't understand what they're doing. They don't know why their lives are all fucked up and why they have to come sit and listen to fucking Frank Zappa for hours every week to get their mind. They're taking like a volcano with hot molten lava, or, well, actually magma, till it drips out your nose, and then it's lava eating your brains out with beef art and wavy gravy and damn moon unit bullshit. Ugh, it's ridiculous. It's terrible. But somebody named their child fucking Dweeble. What the hell do you expect? It's like, good God almighty. It's terrible. It's a good thing there was a vault, because it ain't done nobody no good so far, has it?
It hasn't done anybody any good? Is that what you just said?
No, because no one can get in it but you. That's why it's so funny. That's why they're going to preserve it, Bob. They're going to buy the house and preserve it. You were too stiff, fucking stingy to even buy the damn thing. It was so hysterical. Well, there's 16 houses here in our neighborhood. That's a good idea. We'll be very good. We'll buy, let's just buy 30 houses in the neighborhood, and then it'll be really nice. And it's like, okay, you know, you're living your half really well, so why not get your other half of where you are?
Okay. Now, Lady Gaga.
That's another conversation.
Yeah. Is Lady Gaga disappointed because she can't get to the vault because it's my vault?
Yeah. Well, she can get in it, but she can't get to that part.
Yeah. So
but we talked to her. We talked to her. She's all right. Ain't nobody hurt.
Does she ever listen to our show or our archives?
She has. That's how she's changed her entire image, Bob.
Yeah.
She's changed her entire genre. She got jiggy with Tony fucking Bennett, Bob. Tony Bennett.
You mean they had an affair?
No, they made records together.
Right. Okay, let's just go into this. So it says, edit, we play at every level, that you can accept. Now that's you being serious on payday, but you're also playing, like giving Roxy dreams and other people dreams. That's you playing, right?
Yeah. That's just getting you. That's getting you loved up.
Right. And then you also admit we keep it so the slowest can understand it, or if they make an effort, they can get it.
Sometimes.
Yeah. If we can only
you
go.
You want to get that?
Sometimes. Well, it comes up to...
Do you want to get that?
Want to get what?
The phone's ringing.
No phone's ringing.
Okay.
No?
That's fine. It'll
oh, wait, I'm in the other... That's, it could be the other line, which is in the other room. Let me just check that.
Oh, no worries. I mean, we didn't mean to be distracting. That was rude, but...
Yeah, anyway. No phone ringing. No phone.
Okay, good. Then good. You didn't miss it then. Good.
What?
Then you didn't miss it then. Good.
Okay, so listen to this. So, if we can only go as fast as the slowest one of you, it's no wonder this looks like romper room sometimes.
It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. How many times have we talked about the M in the palm of the hand?
The M. What's the M?
The letter M is in the palm of your hand.
Okay.
You look at your hand. How many times have we talked about that?
Never.
Yes, we have.
Oh, okay, but you're saying my palm or anybody's palm?
The ones that do have it. The ones that do have it.
Right. Yeah. Am I tracing it out now when I go like this? Is that the M?
Well, you're looking at it. Can't you see the M in your hand, Bob?
Well, look what I'm tracing. Is this what I should be seeing? This?
Yeah,
this.
Down the top, if the top of this comes down, across from your thumb.
No,
your
that,
thumb,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Then you're coming down, and here it makes an M. The M on both hands.
I don't see it. Look at my tracing. Watch my finger. Up there, down, up, slope down. Is that the M?
Is that the shape of an M, Bob?
Parts of it, not the upper indented part. That's not in there.
It is too. Look a little closer.
Oh,
the lines don't. We'll draw it for you. It'll be easier.
Okay, so then you go.
You have one. The important part is you have one.
That's good. It's not okay, but it's great fun. And those that are included until you get it. And once you get it, you're not involved with talking to Ion because you're your own god. You don't need to be included. Is that what that means?
We don't even know what that means.
Okay, those that are included are included until you get it, and then when you get it, you're not included anymore. It's what's implied.
Not necessarily. Maybe half of that's the case.
Half of it. There's another part where you are included.
That's correct. The connection part. Yes.
Those that are included
until
you
4 and 20. 4 and 20 elders, remember? The marriage supper of the Lamb.
Yeah, what's that got to do with inclusion?
That connects that connects everybody back to the elders, remember?
Now, you said that connected. The sentence included, are included until you get it, connects everybody back to the elders? That sentence says
yep.
that?
Yeah, okay. 420 elders, yeah.
All right, and that's good. And that's
420 blackbirds cooking in a pie.
All right, and that's good. That's one. Was that nursery rhyme referring to the 420 elders?
Yes.
420. And that's good, and that's wonderful, because the point is, what we are is the standard, singer and standard. Does that mean you're a standard visual marking post and you're acoustic singer?
Yes.
That's acoustic, eye and ear, maybe, is what you're saying there, right? Eye and ear.
Yes.
Singer and standard. Of how to ascend and why to ascend and when to ascend and who to ascend to. I think people are struck about who to ascend to. Who does one ascend to?
You don't ascend to, you just ascend.
Yeah, but you have here, and when to ascend, and who to ascend to. You ascend towards somebody, it looks like. Is that just your you and you? Or
Yeah. Say it that way, so we can do better.
Yeah, it doesn't mean there's some particular, you don't have to ascend to Bob. All must ascend to Bob. Bob acknowledges you, that you don't mean that.
Right.
Or anybody else. It's not a who to ascend to. And then you go and. Why do you repeat the ands?
Because and. It's those are three ands. It'd be three commas and three ands. There are other parts that we don't fill in the spaces.
Ah.
Often.
Right. And I should put commas after each one.
Yes. Of course you do.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what it is. And then you add... Barbara says something, and then you go, oh, and arsenic and old lace. That's part of the description, arsenic and old lace.
Yep.
That's the last
yep.
word. What is that? Right. Refer- Wait, you've said that before. What is that a symbol
of? What is arsenic and old lace, Bob?
They are what you say they are.
Then what is arsenic and what is old lace?
Arsenic is a tooth
whitening compound that's also considered to be poison.
And what's old lace?
Old lace is old tatted thread made into lace.
Okay, old threads made into lace. Are they part of ion? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they are.
So how they're used is an aspect of ion, how they're treated by people. You know, take arsenic so you don't get poisoned.
Basically, yeah, that's good.
So that kind of caution, awareness, protecting yourself is part of ion.
So, kind of.
All right. Now, you're a construct of all reality. It's a construct. It's an image, a metaphor, a limited description. You're not all of reality. You're just a construct of all reality. So what...
Well, you better check with Mortimer Brewster when you get to that.
Okay, but what's a construct? Does that mean an idea, or does it mean...
It's a whole universe.
Firm.
It's something that's made. It's a construction, a construct.
Ion is a construct of all reality.
Yeah.
All reality.
Yeah.
If you were going
to
make something that has a lot of reality in it, that's what you are. And you have been made, or you, if you make us, so what made Ion?
You did when you fell.
All right, okay, that which is what I was saying, you know, an hour or so ago. We create our physical, but...
Yeah, but you didn't get Arsenic and Old Lace then, the 1944 thriller. You didn't get that.
Oh, okay. So that's a movie, Arsenic and Old Lace.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Now, so we're... little man falls, human falls. Within that action of falling, there has to be a support structure. So non-physical is made.
No, there doesn't. Some people fall all the way through. They don't have to. Yeah, it's good if you do, but not everybody. See? We're not telling the whole wide world, just you, Bob. Your words are beautiful, but they don't always apply. Not specifically.
Right. So I said non-physical is created by fallen men because they needed that balance. That bliss. And then you said, no, non-physical made us. But us is fallen man. So it's a yin-yang tactile. You can't tell the chicken from the egg. And that's what you're expressing. You can't tell which created which. But if someone says, we created it, you'll have to say, no, no, Ion created it. Someone says, Ion created it, you'll say, no, no, you created it. You keep addressing it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Over and over again.
Would you say that interplay of adjustment, is that tactility?
Well, by your definition, yeah.
Yeah.
Not by ours.
Yeah. What is your definition of tactility?
May Brussels.
What's hers?
May Brussels.
Okay, May, what's your definition?
No, hell no.
What do you mean? She's not there?
You talk to her to death. You already know what she knows. What would she say it was? Since she was all
the rage. Say it was touch as contact when you press.
Okay, then good.
Kinetic.
Then we will too. Perfect.
Kinetic pressure. And then you say, oh, that's interesting. Well, Barb says, okay, that's why you just know everything and see here, just know everything that is. And you go, well, that's interesting. But as soon as we lay it out, which you just did with that definition, we all change it. You all change it. So you're aware of that. Farting a lot. I still smell like perfect.
Nice. It's connection. It's now physical. Physical.
Right. Not physical. It's physical.
Right. It's physical. That's what we said was going to start happening. You'd start noticing it. But we can't do it all at once. It'll overwhelm you, and then you'll get scared and get all fucked up.
Okay. So a couple of particulars. I came up with this idea. You have covalent bonding, and then you have ionic bonding. Did ionic bonding happen in matter because Bob accepted talking to Ion on March 18, 2009? Is ionic bonding Bob and Ion?
We could say yes from a bond itself. But what you did is you put a positive charge on it.
Uh-huh.
See, what was a negative side, you transferred the electron to the other. You shifted it. That's what you did. You changed what was negative to positive, which is what an ionic bond is. So that's the part that you did.
And science already had the term ionic bonding and had a certain understanding of it before I showed
up. Yes, but they don't understand what you brought, a complete transfer of the valence electrons between the atoms. That's different.
Wow.
The complete transfer of the valence electrons.
Right.
Cause remember the 14 rings?
Yeah.
The 14th ring.
Which one is the curtain? Valence or valence? Which one is the curtain?
The curtain border is a valence.
And you just said valence.
Correct.
Yeah, we're talking valence, not the curtain thing. What is valence as opposed to the curtain?
Well, they're both included. They're both included. It's the inside and outside part of the 14th ring. Remember the distance between the 14th ring?
I'm trying to find, remember what valence referred to. If valence referred to the curtain bend, what is the
valence? It's the space, the interval. It's the interval.
Okay. Trust me to bring in the resonant tactile interval. That makes sense.
That's right. That's why with non-metal it accepts those electrons, and they make it a negatively ion. Anion.
A-N-ion. Yeah, A-N-I-O-N. Yeah. So both are going to apply.
Both are going to apply.
So that happened on March 18, 2009, and that opened the matter to change and allowed the eye cell to come through, and all that's happened in matter started then. Because of what I did.
Basically.
Well, that's interesting.
Basically.
And that would be the ultimate alchemy. To what I did is the original alchemy. You call it the original alchemy. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, then, that's fine. That works.
When you have in the Garden of Eden, Adam talking to, Eve talking to the serpent, is that a human talking to non-physical? Is that what that means?
No. No, it's the representation of what you were, the snake, the vile part of you. It's the angel's way to speak. The devil in that serpent is an angel. It's just a form to make the storyline fit of something that is less than God. The serpent has you. The serpent is to put, you put your foot on the back of the serpent's neck. That's the reference, the metaphor to show you that you're more powerful than God. But now that snake will bite you, Bob.
I know, but that is the, okay, what was I going to say? The, Oh, that's the dialogue between you and you, is what you're referring to.
Excellent. That's very good.
Between you and you. Okay, so then.
That's very good.
All right. On this site, let's see if I can find it. Okay. So somebody on my Facebook page said, there are cycles, however, dash, ion, in brackets, cycling things tend to vortex. So, so the topic was, me using McLuhan to explain how there's no time and space. And then, somebody says Taurus apart. Then this other guy says there are cycles, however, ion. And he's saying ion said that. There are cycles, however. Bracket.
Yeah, that's the loops.
Mm-hmm. There are, in brackets, cycling things tend to vortex. Do you agree with that sentence? Cycling things tend to vortex. Okay,
yes,
forget
that.
All right. Then I say ion finds more significance in the fact we are moving into a period of very few cycles, including the big ones. You agree with that statement? Ion finds more significance in the fact we're moving into a period of very few cycles, or if no cycles, maybe, including the big ones. Do you agree with that?
We would like that. Yes, we do. We would like that. You're not quite there yet. C'est pourquoi la saison.
Right. People might want, holding into time, the little man will want cycles. That's comforting. We're moving past cycles.
Yeah.
But within the cycle reality, he says, cycling things tend to vortex. Would you agree with that? Cycling things tend to vortex?
Yes.
I think, all right.
Yes.
So that's that sentence. All right. And Ed Long posted a picture of President Trump on the resident desk. Somebody wrote in, and Trump has his fingertips touching. Fingertips together complete the Blavatsky, Gurdjieffian, Druid, Gnostic, Yogic, Aryan, telekinetic, precognitive trance.
He's steepling, Bob. Steepling. That's all he's doing. He's steepling, Bob.
He's showing. He's putting down what he thinks we're implying. We're just woo woo. It's his way of putting down woo woo, right?
No. But what he's actually doing is steepling. It's called steepling. When you put your fingertips together, it's the third movement in the OA.
Okay. But when this guy, Walter, says, this is the Blavatskyan, Gurdjieffian, Druid, Gnostic, Yogic, Aryan, telekinetic, precognitive, trans-axon, A-X-O-N circuit, he's just being silly and putting down what he thinks is woo-woo, right?
Well, he's trying to use those glib cliché archetypes to prove the glib cliché archetype, so it's okay. The Gurdjieffian whole world, you know all about that, Bob. You've done that. Defecated all of that already. It's just
I know.
The interval. It's just the interval. It's the interval balance. The interval.
Let me see.
Interloping. There's nothing wrong with the words. They just don't matter. They just don't matter.
Right. Yeah, he's just being silly. Just thought that maybe he's trying to say something else.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no. He's not that bright. He's not that bright. In my non-physical state, you're not that smart.
That might be sharp.
No, him. That might be too sharp. Okay, cancel that. I we disavow.